Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Election Commission will today organize a conference with municipal commissioners and selected district election officers from 11 states which had the lowest voter turnout. The meeting, to be held in New Delhi, will discuss ways to step up voter turnout in the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. The meeting will deliberate and prepare targeted and specific action plans to address the issue of low voter turnout in certain urban and rural areas. According to the Election Commission, the conference will be attended by municipal commissioners of Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Ahmedabad, Pune, Thane, Nagpur, Patna Sahib, Lucknow and Kanpur, as well as select district election officers of Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. The conference will be chaired by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu. Mr. Kumar, on many occasions, highlighted the challenge of urban apathy and migration from rural areas as reasons for low participation. The filing of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections ended last evening. 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls in this phase on the 26th of this month. A part of the outer Manipur constituency will go to polls in the first phase. Prominent leaders who filed their nominations yesterday include Hema Malini from Mathura Lok Sabha seat in Uttar Pradesh, H.D. Kumarasamy from Mandya in Karnataka, and actor-politician Suresh Gopi from Thrissur, K. Surendran from Wayanad, and K.C. Venugopal from Alappuzha in Kerala. The scrutiny of nomination papers for the second phase will be taken up today, except in Jammu and Kashmir, where it will be held tomorrow. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi criticised the Trinamool Congress government for not allowing the implementation of central schemes in West Bengal. Addressing a rally in Cooch Behar yesterday, he said many projects have not been completed on time, despite the centre giving record amounts of money. Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress chief Mamata Banerjee also addressed a public meeting at Mathabanga of Cooch Behar. Ms. Banerjee said she would not implement CAA in the state. She had also participated in a meeting at Mal of Jalpaiguri. Cooch Behar in North Bengal, along with Alipurduar and Jalpaiguri, will go to polls on 19th of April in the first of the seven phases of the Lok Sabha polls. The BJP's Election Manifesto Committee meeting was conducted at party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday to finalise the party's manifesto for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. It was the second meeting of the 27-member committee, headed by senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh. Senior party leaders such as Nirmala Sitharaman, Ashwini Vaishnav, Kiran Rijiju and others attended the meeting. Meanwhile, Congress will release its manifesto for the Lok Sabha polls today. Indian Coast Guard ICG pollution control vessel Samudra Pehredar has conducted a joint exercise on marine oil pollution response with the Vietnam Coast Guard at Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam. In a social media post, ICG said that during the training, a demonstration of the ship's pollution response equipment was carried out, showing the resolve of the Indian Coast Guard for a shared response of marine pollution in the ASEAN region. It also said that the ICG reaffirms its commitment for safe, secure and clean seas. In table tennis, four Indian players have been advanced to the second round of the WTT Feeder Varazdin event in Croatia yesterday. In men's singles, G. Satyan defeated Felix Wetzel of Germany 3-1, Snehit Surbajula beat Sansa Zubanov of Kazakhstan 3-0, and Harmeet Desai defeated Cho Ki-jung of South Korea 3-1 in the first rounds. In women's singles, India's Yashaswini Ghorpade also entered the next round, defeating the Croatian player Mateja Jäger in straight games, 3-0 in the round of 64. Today, star two of G. Satyan and Manika Batra will face the Slovakian pair of Lubomir Pistie and Barbora Balazova in the mixed doubles pre-quarters. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Gujarat Titans by 3 wickets at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Punjab surpassed the target of 200 runs in 19.5 overs with the loss of 7 wickets. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Chennai Super Kings at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.